To tourism now. The tourism sector is furious that Stats NZ will stop producing its accommodation survey because it can't afford to do it. The agency will stop providing four industry sector surveys from next month, saying it's been using money from insurance payments following the Kaikoura earthquake and money intended for capital spending to fund the surveys. But the tourism sector says it's the only source of information about which visitors are staying where, even though it doesn't capture people staying in Airbnbs or bookabatches. Tourism industry Aotearoa's chief executive Chris Roberts is with us now. Good morning, Chris.
Atamariye.
Morena, now, why are you so upset about this? Surely this is data you could collect yourself.
No, there's no actual way for this to be collected. In fact, the law requires every hotel, motel, hostel and holiday park in the country to provide this information every month to Stats New Zealand, and it's been that way for decades. Stats New Zealand then collects that information and puts it back out, and it's a really, really important data, especially at a local level, to understand what visitors are in a region, where they're staying, how long they're staying. It's also important for potential investors to know whether there's an opportunity to build a new hotel or motel in a particular area. And what's alarming is that while it's not perfect, as you've mentioned, it doesn't capture things like Airbnb, and we've been on at officials for many years to improve the survey. We didn't want it thrown out simply because Stats New Zealand now wants to be paid more for it. And it's a quirk of the system that Stats charges other government departments for these various surveys. In this case, it charges MB. It now wants to charge MB more. MB have said no. And so without any consultation with the industry, the survey's to disappear.
And what are we talking here, about 2 million for the survey itself?
We believe in the past, Stats New Zealand has charged MB about $500,000 a year to do this survey, and they now want about $2 million a year. MB have said no way. There's been no attempt, it seems, at a compromise or no realisation that this is a really important piece of data that the industry needs, and find a way to keep doing it and work out your dispute between two government agencies over something that's been done for a very long time. Nothing's actually changing in the way the survey is done. It's just a dispute over who should pay the bill.
The industry, though, what, you $16 billion is the contribution to the New Zealand economy. So on the one hand, could you not find the $2 million yourself to fund this survey?
Well, there's the mechanism in the first place, because the mechanism is set up under law that the accommodation providers have to send this information through to Stats New Zealand. Look, we have been talking to officials about what might replace it or how it could be improved, how it might capture that Airbnb and that other non-commercial accommodation. And so we're very open to discussing what might replace it. But we've been told that any replacement for it is at least a year away. So now we've got this big gap with no data coming in. And that's not the run the way you should provide good information. I mean, ironically, I received a letter yesterday from the Minister of Tourism inviting me to a hui to talk about how the government might work with the industry to provide better data for the industry, which is New Zealand's biggest industry. So great to get that letter from the minister, but the first step would be to get officials from these two government departments into a room and sort out their differences and get them to keep on with the accommodation survey.
Do you feel that New Zealand's poorly served when it comes to research on tourism? We have a minister for tourism, but we do not have a tourism ministry, do we?
No, and we don't have a dedicated tourism research unit either. So we only have a small number of key data sets for tourism. The accommodation survey is one of those, and now it's to go. So what was already quite a small set of data is going to get even smaller. This is causing concern, especially in the regions where local councils really rely on this sort of information to know how tourism is succeeding in their region, how many people are coming to town, who's staying where. And they're going to be very dismayed that this information is no longer going to be available.
So what can you do now? What can you do about it?
Well, the survey is still the same survey. Nothing's changed from that regard. So we still think it should just continue. All these two departments have to work out what the appropriate sum is for one department to pay the other to keep the survey going. If they can keep the accommodation survey going for, say, another year to 18 months, that would give time to put in something to replace it. But just don't end it now and leave this gap in the information.
Chris Roberts from Tourism Industry Aotearoa, thank you very much for your time.